where you get the mind to settle down like this, you're gathering strength together. Otherwise, your strength gets scattered all over the place. And when it's scattered like that, it doesn't have much influence on anything at all. We take on so many issues, so many ideas, thinking that we're going to make lots of changes because we're doing lots of things. But if the strength isn't focused, has a little tiny influence here, a little tiny influence there, nothing really makes any big difference. It's when the mind is focused that things can make a big difference. You see something, it goes deep down inside. So try to gather your mind together as much as you can. Keep it one. And when other thoughts come up, you can just let them go. They're not important right now. They may be insisting that they need to be attended to. You say, nope, not right now. Not right now. You get to choose. It's important to understand the difference between what's pressing and what's important. A lot of things in life are pressing, but they're not really important. And all too often we react to the pressing things, the things that seem to be pushing around most. And the important things are just get ignored. The important things are, what are you doing that's causing yourself suffering? What other people do, that's not causing you to suffer. It's what you're doing right now that's causing it. So you want to look into what you're doing right now. This may sound like you're blaming the victim, but that's not the case. You're giving the victim the choice of learning how to develop a skill so that no matter what other people do, and sometimes you are the victim of other people's cruelty, but you don't have to suffer from that. This is a skill that makes you free. So you have to ask yourself, do you want this freedom, or do you want to just continue being pushed around by events the way you have been so far? The good thing is that the choice is yours. The scary thing is that the choice is yours, too, because it means you've really got to focus and develop your skills while you've got the opportunity. Because who knows how much longer the opportunity will be. The crazy people out there want to start war just any time. So now we've got some peace. Okay. Use this peace for a good purpose. Apply your time to something that really is important.